Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli here. Good morning. It is 18 minutes past 11. How are you doing? 51552. Now, I have a caring animal lover on the line, and she has done something pretty amazing in her back garden in County Limerick. Susan Kirwan, how's it going?
Hi, Ginny. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Now, tell everybody what you've done in your back garden.
So I've started the first fully dedicated bat hospital in Ireland.
Okay. So a bat rehabilitation place for bats, obviously. Why? Do they need it?
They do. We've had, this year alone has been a huge year for injured bats and bat puppies that have come in. And today, from the start of February, I've had over 140 bats that have come in from all over the country. So before the hospital, I was working from a spare room that I dedicated in my house. But as you can imagine, with those kind of numbers, that just wasn't possible anymore. So we needed it.
So I knew we had a lot of bats in this country, but I didn't know we had a lot of bats in need. So what kind of help do they need and why?
So a lot of the bats that we would get that are coming in would have been maybe attacked by cats. So cats are a huge problem when it comes to bats. They're just fascinated with them and they don't eat them. But when they find where they're emerging from their roosts at night, if the cat can access it, he can decimate the whole colony within a very short period of time. So they arrive and they have been bitten or their wings have been shredded. And once that's happened, they need to have an antibiotic or they'll get sepsis. So it's very important that they come in. But other times we get them, they've been disturbed from their roost or they've been hit by a car or we get pups then that have just been knocked from the roost or their mothers have been killed. So, huge amount.
And can I ask, what's your experience with these kind of animals or animals in general?
So I've been rehabilitating wildlife for most of my life. And I'm a falconer, so I've been working with birds of prey as well. And I'm part of Wildlife Rehabilitation Ireland. Mm-hmm. And Wildlife Rehabilitation Ireland train rehabbers in all aspects. So that would be my background with them.
How many bats have you got at the moment?
At the moment, I have 19.
What?
Soon to be 21. I've had a lot of calls the last couple of nights. Thankfully, a lot of them have been able to release, but two are going to be coming in for care. So one's coming from Dublin, one's coming from Kilkenny.
Well, that is great to hear because I think, the whole COVID situation has impacted probably people's desire to help bats. I mean, they have a bad reputation at the moment, don't they, Susan?
They've had a terrible reputation and I've just felt that this was really the time to start supporting them, because of all the misinformation that's out there. But I started a Facebook page, Bat Rehabilitation Ireland, mm-hmm. at the start of the year, just to kind of get feedback from people on how they were feeling. And it was so supportive. People, I think, have been stuck at home and they've been doing their own study and they know that we've lived alongside them all of our lives. And, they're really gentle, timid creatures and they don't cause any bother to us. So people have just been wanting to support and help. So last night alone, I had over 50 people contact me on my page offering to help with transport of injured bats from around the country.
Wow, that is amazing. Do you get to release them back into the wild or do they become domestic pets or what's the crack?
No, a lot of animals that would come into care, wild animals, are at risk of being socialised or, becoming social with people. So things like fox and other mammals. But luckily, bats don't. They don't, even hand-reared ones don't become social. So it's always the aim is to get them back. So we need volunteers then. So if one comes down from Dublin, he obviously has to be released back to Dublin. So I'm part of the Kildare Animal Foundation as well, and we have the Hogsbrickle in Limerick. And we all share volunteers, and we volunteer for each other in transport to get the animals back to where they need to be. It's very important.
That is amazing. Is it expensive to run a bat rehabilitation
centre? It's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive because with the brooders, bats, especially when they're sick, they don't thermoregulate their body temperature. So they come in, they need to go into brooders and they have to be in there for 24 hours a day. So you're talking electricity, brooders, and then you're feeding and transport. It can be quite expensive, but, I love it. And I think bats have really helped me through a very difficult part of my own life. And I just want to help them. I want to give them
a
good back.
How do they help you? Tell me.
When I was 27, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer, and that led to me having to have a hysterectomy, and I had 30 sessions of radiotherapy during that time as well. So during that period, as you can imagine, with the stress of not knowing what the outcome was going to be, I started to suffer with depression, and I found it impossible to sleep at night. So when the kids were in bed, I would go outside and have a cup of tea or something else maybe, and watch the bats hunting for insects. And I was just completely captivated by them. And it was a great way just for me to shut off my brain from everything else that was happening. So I really began to look forward to my time alone at night studying the bats, and it gave me a new focus. So then I went on and went online and I bought myself a bat detector to find out which species of bats were visiting my garden. And, you know, it kind of took over my evenings rather than sitting there with my thoughts and worrying about my kids, my family. You know, it was something else. So it's really, really helped me. And it's just, you know, for the love of them now, I want to take time, especially with COVID and everything, it's time to help them and just to show them for what they are. You know, they're timid, gentle creatures, and they control the insect population, which play a major role in our ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And they are so important. And apart from that, they're super cute. They're unbelievable. Anybody that thinks bats are ugly have never seen one. They're like tiny puppies. Beautiful.
Are they?
Absolutely beautiful.
Do you name them?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. We do name them, but it's very, like any animal lover, you know, you become attached to the animal and you worry about them once they're released. And if you're raising any baby animal, sure, you know, with bat pups, you're feeding them every 2 hours, 24 hours a day for the first few weeks. So
oh my God.
You're literally walking around in a trance because it's like a little conveyor of babies that you're trying to feed.
What do you feed them?
So they're fed special milk formula plus supplements then as well, because in the wild, their mother feeds them milk for the first 6 weeks. So they're totally dependent.
Yeah.
So they need to be toileted, they need to be fed, they need to be weighed, they need to be heated up before they're fed. So
you're back to the sleepless nights.
My oldest son is 24, my youngest is 22. It's been a long time.
So don't mind. You've had a rest.
I've had a long rest, and they're great, and they pick up the slack at home. And my partner Tommy is brilliant. So
good on them. Good. And how do they feel about you having 19 bats out your back?
They love it because they know I'm happy. And my boys have been raised with animals. You know, I've loved animals since I was a baby. Anybody that knows me, all my friends know me for my love of nature and animals. So
there's something really special when you have an animal in the house, isn't there?
Oh, we have six dogs, so and all of those dogs are like our babies. So it's very special and so comforting as well. You know, they really are. They're little angels, all of them.
I'm so happy that they've brought you so much joy, and thank God for someone like you looking after them. How are you doing now?
I'm good. I still struggle with depression. You know, I still struggle. Yeah. My health-wise, I'm still oncology patient, so I get my checkups every 6 months. So, you know, but, you know, I'm strong. I'm happy. I'm doing something that I love. And my family are all healthy. So, I mean, I'm blessed, really. I can't complain.
And you have the bat in the back.
And I have the bats.
The lovely bats. Will you send me a picture of them? Can you send it into the... I'll put you back on to Ethne and we can... where's the number? No, it's gone. I'll put you back onto one of the guys, and I'd love to see an old picture of them. I bet you, are you one of those, like, you know, when you see people when they get puppies and they go bananas and that's all they ever post on their Instagram? And are you like that now? Are you forever posting pictures of your bats?
I post pictures of the bats, right? But I try to kind of stick it to professional, just to show, like,
yes,
look, this is where they come in, and, you know, and that way. I don't want, like, they are adorable, but they're still wild animals.
They're wild animals, of course.
And they bite. So, you know, and all wild animals bite once they get scared. Mm. So it's always like, I always advise people, if you find the wild animal, you find the bat, put gloves on. He looks cute and cuddly and furry, but they're not like your cat or dog at home.
No.
You know, they'd see you as a threat immediately. So always wear gloves, always protect yourself with them. But yeah, I will. I'll send you a super cute
one. Send us an old picture. Susan, I've learned so much in this chat. I've learned so much. I didn't realise how a need they, you know, bats are in this country. So if people spot something like a bat that's had its wings clipped or has been knocked down or a cat has got at it, can they get in touch with you?
Oh, please do. So you'll find my number is on the Wildlife Rehabilitation Ireland list of licensed rehabbers. So you'll find it there under Susan Kerwin. But anybody that question about bat or wants to ask anything, just contact me through my Bat Rehabilitation Ireland page and I'll get back straight away. And also, just to let anybody know, when bats are found, it's really, really important that they come into care because they suffer, they dehydrate really fast.
Nice.
And they suffer with a very high blood urea count, and that affects their kidneys. So it's important that they get into care. So if you get onto me straight away, I'm always back on straight away. And we get it from care. We get it into one of the volunteers.
Susan Kerwin, yeah, you're an absolute star. It's Bat Rehabilitation Ireland Facebook page on there. You can go and check them out. If you want more information or to support Susan's work, you can go to Bat Rehabilitation Ireland on Facebook. And let's remind everybody that bats are a protected species in Ireland. You know, when both the animals, you know, and their roosts are protected, and it is actually an offence to disturb or interfere with them. So stay away from them because they are harmless and are also helping control Ireland's pests. But if you do see one in need, get on the phone and get onto an expert like Susan straight away. Isn't that right?
Please do.
Did I do good there now doing
good
that
woman,
last bit?
Good woman. I love it. I love it.
Well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck. I'm looking forward to seeing that picture.
Thank you. And listen, mind yourself.
Mind yourself. Bye, Susan. There we go. We'll be back right after this. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.